everyone. Welcome back for another interview. This is Jose Saavedra, and I'm very excited to have Kristi Van Auken. She's the Vice President of Stakeholder Engagement at the Research Triangle Park here in Central North Carolina. Kristi is an experienced marketing professional, and I'm very excited to have her right here. Kristi, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So why don't we go ahead and get started, and why don't you tell me a little bit about your background and your professional experience in the marketing world?
Sure. So I've spent a good bit of my career, about 22 years, handling the marketing, communications, community affairs, public relations, branding for largely airports that amount of time, so in the aviation industry. And now I'm working in economic development, working for the Research Triangle Foundation, and we're the managers of the Research Triangle Park and the business lines of marketing communications, stakeholder engagement, communications still report up through my group. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
It sounds definitely like a lot of your career has been involved with marketing campaigns, and a lot of related activities. So in that regards, how would you define marketing, some of its components, and why is it important?
Yeah, so marketing really is about being engaged, informing, and being in relationship with your customers. So it's quite important that you understand who it is that you're speaking to and what problems you might be trying to solve on their behalf. So often we get caught up in our own thinking and, you know, that what we might want to push out and down onto people, like, hey, I've got this great product. And you feel if you just tell people, everybody about it, that potentially that's what's going to be the magic sauce and make the product or the idea successful. And you know, frankly, unless you're solving a problem for customers, unless you are in relationship with them and truly understand what their needs are, chances are that your product or your service could fall flat. So marketing is key to the sustainability of a company, to the growth of a company, and to the evolution of a company or organization.
Sure, and I think some of the things you highlighted referred to the product that a business or an organization is trying to put out there. And looking at the different component of it, what would you say are some of the most important factors or characteristics of successful marketing efforts?
So it really does come back to the audience or the customer, and then making sure that your brand is believable, that what you do is truly solving customer needs, that you're able to actually cut through the clutter. So if you're going to have a successful campaign, you know, let's just assume that the baseline is there. You really understand what your customer needs. You really understand how you're solving problems for them. And if you do, then you have to think strategically about, okay, so how are you going to speak with that customer? You know, what platforms are they committed to? Where are they actively participating now? And how can you enhance your relationship and help them understand the value of the product or service you might be bringing? So that could be a lot of different ways, frankly, depending on the company and the audience. It could be, you know, business to business, where it's really just it's mostly built upon strong relationships and one-on-one interactions. Or if you're trying to promote a consumer product, then you have to have broader understanding of full demographics, and then figure out where they are. And so that might be, maybe they watch a lot of television, maybe they watch a certain type of genre on television, and you can kind of get smarter about targeting them. So one of the key challenges of marketing is just smart marketing and putting your dollars to work in a way that they are going to be most effective and most impactful for your organization to increase branding, you know, ultimately increase outcomes, successful outcomes for your company or your service, your idea. So maybe that's greater profitability, maybe that's, you know, greater awareness, maybe it's solving a social issue. Whatever it might be, marketing is going to play a key role.
Sure, and I like how you mentioned that putting your money where it's going to be more effective and impactful. So internally speaking, I guess in your personal experience, what tell me about the most enjoyable marketing effort or campaign you have ever conducted, and what made it so special?
When I was at the Akron Canton Airport. I was a senior vice president of marketing communications there. And so this was back in the early to mid 2000s. And we put together a campaign where, you know, we were the small guy, very underdog positioning, and we came up with this punching clown. And the punching clown represented that poor customer that got beat up when they went to the big airport, right? So the neat thing about where I was is that we had really good services, super easy to use, cheap, easy, really super convenient. And so it was easy to contrast the experience, the customer experience at our airport versus the big airport up the road. That was a very effective campaign for us. We ended up winning Best in Show at the Addies Award that year. And we were very proud of that work, and it really did help create a completely new, fresh brand in the hearts and minds of consumers in the Northeast Ohio Air Service market. So that was probably the most impactful campaign. Plus, back when we put that campaign together, before the era of social media and even, frankly, Google and digital marketing tactics, so there were fewer avenues to choose from, but that was true for us and for the consumer. So we largely staged that campaign on broadcast, on TV, and it was extremely effective.
Now, Christy, one of the reasons why I wanted to reach out to you is obviously because of your airport experience. And as you're well aware, airports are very unique organizations in so many regards. So how are those differences in airports reflected in the way marketing is approached?
Well, so you're absolutely right that, you know, if you've seen one airport, you've seen one airport. And every one of them is going to have a certain audience profile that is different from any other audience profile. Yes, everybody essentially has the same demand to hop on a flight and to go someplace, whether it's for business or for enjoyment. But everybody's audience is slightly different. So, for example, maybe they're coming from a little further away, or maybe they are extremely price sensitive, or potentially they're an older demographic or a younger demographic. Potentially there's multiple airports in your community. So it's very interesting in that you have to be strategic. You can learn from best practices, but just because something works for one airport doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for another. So it's a very cool industry, but it gets really back to the fundamentals of marketing in the first place, and that is, you know your customer, know thy customer. Make sure that you understand what they need and where they're coming from, and better awareness you have around that, the more likely it is that you'll be successful and effective, efficient with sometimes public dollars, right, as you continue to try to talk to those customers, be in a relationship with airlines that want to fill up airplanes just like you do.
Sure, absolutely. And Christy, given your different leadership roles at smaller and larger airports, what is your experience engaging professional marketing services as part of marketing strategies?
Yeah, so I've always used marketing services, ad agencies, communication firms at various levels throughout my entire professional career. And what you find is it just extends your team, right? So the neat thing is that you might be able to bring in new creative ideas or expertise in digital or creative. So finding the right partner, doing your own needs analysis and figuring out, okay, so where do you have gaps? What kind of expertise do you need to bring in? Identifying the right partners and then finding people that are smarter than you are to come in and join your team and amp up the effort.
Absolutely. So jumping a little bit back to airports, air service development, it's a unique type of marketing in the airport industry. Describe some of the challenges associated with this type of business-to-business marketing, because that's effectively what business air service development is.
So to me, air service development really isn't necessarily a challenge. It's mostly a joy, because it's really built on strong relationships with airline network planners, and it's not a huge group. And the neat thing about it is, having spent 22 years in that industry, and with these people, is that, you know, it really became much more like a family, and you truly start to understand what the network planning department, you know, what's at stake for them. You know, they've got airplanes that are maybe, you know, $50 million. They've got to fly them to the place that's most profitable to really maximize the revenue, the opportunity for their airline. So understanding what their business objectives are, how you can potentially fit into that, how you can help them be successful, and then just getting to know really, really cool people was just a really fun part of my job. So to me, it's not necessarily a challenge. It really is very much an opportunity to get to know something that's really strategic, just a vital role, and where trust is really paramount. They have to trust you, you have to trust them, and magic can happen.
Absolutely. Christy, talk a little bit about the role of innovation, creativity, technology, and specifically, well, social media in marketing efforts.
So, if social media didn't exist when I started my career in aviation, so we had to do it the old-fashioned way on print, radio, and TV. And when social media came around, I was actually very much an early adopter. So, for example, we were the first airport at Little African Airport, the first one on Facebook. And so we were very experimental and innovative at the time. And, you know, now, frankly, I don't think that there's an airport marketing plan that doesn't include social media, because travel is such a social activity. So it felt to me like a real natural way to plug in and to be into a relationship with your customers. So that's a benefit of social media, although, you know, now it's monetized, and, you know, it's not at all unusual to see lots of product placement on social media networks. But back in the day, it was really, truly just relationship-based. It didn't cost a dime, and we were able to scale up very quickly and to create a kind of a larger-than-life image, if you will, for a small airport in a large market at the time. So it gets back to the fundamentals, Jose. It really, really comes back to relationships, understanding your customers, figuring out where they are, where they're spending their time, what they care about, what they like to see, and how they want to be in relationship with you. And the more you understand that, the more effective you're going to be, regardless of your product or service.
And Christy, in your experience, what do you think are the most important misconceptions about marketing?
So this has always been the craw for me, is that it's often looked at, particularly by operations people or people that come up through an operation or finance line. They truly look at marketing as a cost center and not necessarily a revenue generator. And I feel like that's a pretty narrow view of the relationship with the customer, which really should be central to any strong business. So that would be it. Yeah, that the economy inevitably starts to shift and goes into a recession, or starts to, you know, there's downward pressure on the economy. Often what you see is cutting the marketing, because it's looked at literally as fluff or as an expense and not as a strategic business need. So the more that companies understand that actually investing in a downturn can help them position for early exit from that, and the more that they think about their marketing communication strategy and that spend, that investment, as an investment rather than just as a as an allocation of dollars, but in an investment in relationship with your customers, the more successful the company is going to be, in my view. So that was kind of it. It was always an uphill battle with people that came from the finance or from the operational side.
Right, absolutely. And I think that's a key to it. Look at it from a strategic standpoint rather than a expense or a burden on the overall operation of a business or an organization.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So lastly, the last question here I have for you is, looking at marketing through the lenses of entrepreneurship in startups and small businesses, what advice do you have for organizations that are, quote unquote, starting small?
So I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it kind of really does come back to the fundamentals yet again. And it's more important than ever, or more important, I think, than in almost any other case. When it is a new company, when it is a startup, that you really truly understand what problem you're solving for your customers, and then being able to articulate and amplify that using whatever channels that your customer is using. So that is what is going to be critical to the success. If that company is going to scale up, it's got to be in relationship with those customers, has to do the right thing. And if they are in true relationship and they are really solving business needs, for their customers, those customers are going to talk about it to others. So word of mouth can be an extremely powerful early marketing tool, and one that doesn't cost any money, and that just means being good at what you do. and truly doing something that makes life better for your customers, solves a problem, you know, does something, does good in the business cycle or in the community.
Absolutely. Well, Christy, with that, we wrap up this interview. Thank you so much for taking the time for this interview. I really appreciate all your input. And I know you got to run, so thanks for everything.
It's my pleasure, Jose. Have a wonderful weekend.